Good morning. A wave of low pressure passed through interior New York and New England overnight, producing a round of showers, even a couple of rumbles of thunder as that wave moved through. But now the trend is toward drying things out this morning. And although some places may start out with a lot of clouds, I think we'll have a fair amount of sunshine through the middle portion of the day. That, along with an increasing westerly wind at times up to 20 miles per hour, will allow our temperatures to reach on average into the lower and middle 60s. There'll even be temperatures up into the lower 70s across southern New York and New England, while some places may stay in the upper 50s across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. The high pressure center will give way tonight to another wave of low pressure during the course of the overnight period and will produce another round of showers overnight tonight as temperatures drop back into the 40s to around 50. Lingering clouds around tomorrow, but still enough in the way of sunshine to push temperatures up into the lower 60s once again, with a chance of a scattered shower with the front nearby during the afternoon. On Thursday, with that front draped across the system, mostly cloudy skies and somewhat cooler in the 50s with scattered showers remaining in place. A stronger wave of low pressure, the main body of this next storm, will move through on Thursday night and into the day on Friday with a steadier rain. This will keep temperatures in the 50s on Friday before we dry things out for the weekend. And with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze on Saturday, we'll be back into the lower 50s. We'll go back to full sunshine on Sunday to round out the weekend with highs in the middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of central Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and north Texas, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern plains, central plains, northwest Arkansas, Missouri, southern Iowa, and western Illinois. An organized line of convection will fire up along and ahead of a strong cold front as it pushes southward through the southern plains today. Plenty of moist Gulf of Mexico air surging northward, combined with strong dynamics aloft, will lead to a large threat for heavy downpours, damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes today. Flash flooding is also possible. Meanwhile, blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings are out on the colder side of this dynamic storm system. Moderate to heavy snow will fall across the central Rockies and central plains as a deep surface cyclone interacts with a strong boundary sinking southward through the nation, resulting in a wide swath of accumulating snows from the Rockies, eastward across Nebraska and North Dakota, and into portions of the upper Midwest. In addition to the snow, strong gusty winds will be possible across this region. To the south and east of the heavy snow, sleet and freezing rain are expected, where warm air will be overrunning the cool Arctic air in place at the surface. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Tsumojishima Island in Japan at 4:22 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at London in Ontario, Canada at 8:28 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 27 degrees with a southwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 45, 69% relative humidity, a south wind at 14 gusting to 22 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 13 at Cutbank, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 40. The average temperature 51, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rainfall yesterday, 0.07 of an inch for the month, which is 0.79 below normal, and 5.69 inches for the year, which is 3.17 inches of rain below normal. There were 14 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 199, and for the season, 5,696. The average high temperature at Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 77, set in 1991, and the record low, 16, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m., 13 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, upper 50s and lower 60s. 50s on Thursday with scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. A steadier rain Thursday night and Friday, keeping it in the mid-50s on Friday. Cooler on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, lower 50s. Back to the mid-50s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday and reaching 60 again with a chance of showers on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.